B-Pod Studios.
This is Kraftwerk.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
A look back at 25 years of Patriots ownership.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
And the Patriots are world champions again!
And a touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions!
Once again, here's Mark Bertrand.
Super Bowl 36, the first Super Bowl, first championship of five at this point. You expected to get there. You made that sort of that statement on day one that you were going to get there, and then you got there.
My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England. We didn't do this to be a doormat for any of the teams. We do like to win. We think everything is in place to make that happen.
The road from losing to winning in the NFL is seldom a straight one. Just ask Robert Kraft. In his 7 years of ownership prior to the 2001 season, his franchise saw its share of ups and downs. And after a disappointing 5-11 season in Bill Belichick's first year, a Super Bowl appearance the following season was a long shot. But sometimes, long shots pay off.
Drew touches the knee down, and the final seconds tick away. Patriots players coming onto the field, and we're heading to New Orleans as the American Football Conference champions.
A 24-17 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Championship game punched their ticket. But who'd be driving the bus? Drew Bledsoe came on in relief after Tom Brady injured his ankle in that game and led the team to the win in his first game since his own gruesome injury in Week 2, which led to a good old-fashioned quarterback controversy as the Pats prepared for the St. Louis Rams.
Now let's get to your thoughts on one of today's big stories, the Brady-Bledsoe debate.
We want to know who you think should start.
You know, there's a lot of controversy on who's going to play in this game. Is Tom's ankle okay? You know, And the reporters were asking Bill every single day. His answer is, Tom hasn't practiced yet. If he's okay, he's going to play.
He was, and he would. No surprise to Adam Vinatieri or the quarterback himself.
I remember going on Wednesday of practice, and it was still pretty sore, but, you know, it was manageable, and I could go out there, and I knew by Sunday it was going to be okay.
New at 11, the guessing game is over. Tom Brady will start at quarterback for the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
What I did was I took my shoulder pads off, I laid them down, and I put my head back. And I wasn't intending to sleep, but I think I dozed off for about 20 or 30 minutes. And I just felt good about where I was at. It wasn't like I was so relaxed. I didn't realize the importance of the game. I just felt I was very prepared. Woke up, went out, changed my shirt, threw my shoulder pads on, and 12 minutes later, we were running on the field.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, choosing to be introduced as a team,
the American Football Conference champions, the New England Patriots.
All right, set to go. Adam Vinatieri to kick it off. From here in New Orleans, and he approaches the ball, and Super Bowl 36 is underway, end over end.
The only scoring of the first 15 minutes was a St. Louis field goal. Midway through the second, the Patriots' defense made their first big play of the game.
And Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted, picked off by Ty Law. 30, 25, 20, 15, touchdown, touchdown! Ty Law picks it off and takes it to the house, and the Patriots take the lead with 8:49 to go. First half.
Two Ram possessions later, the Pats defense did it again.
Back to throw is Warner on first and 10. Fires over the middle. It is caught. And Ricky Prolin dropped. And the Patriots recover it. Back at the 45. It is picked up at midfield. Heading to the right is Terrell Buckley. Down to the 40-yard line to the Rams 39. Brady first and goal. St. Louis 8-yard line. Brady drops back to throw. Looks. Fires right. Touchdown, David Patton! Touchdown, David Patton! 31 seconds to go in the half, and the Pats score their second touchdown of the second quarter.
They'd take a 14-3 lead into the locker room, and a Vinatieri field goal late in the third made it 17-3 entering the final quarter. Finally, the Rams' best drive of the day had them knocking on the door at the New England 3.
Warner back to throw, looking left, now being chased. Now rolling to the right, he's got a wide-open alley. He's trying to run for a touchdown, and he is down and fumble the ball. It is picked up by the Patriots. Ty Law at the 25, 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. It is Takabaki Jones. He's going to go all the way. Penalty marker down on the field on the far side. Penalty marker on the field on the far side.
Marshall Faulk got help.
Defensive holding, Patriots. So take away a 95-yard fumble return for a touchdown by Tabucky Jones.
It was Marshall Faulk on the replay that got held by Willie McGinnis.
You know, the one thing I hate
And I've always hated his letting down my teammates and being the guy who probably could have cost us the game.
Right before that, I was looking at my boys and Sweet Myra and saying, I think we really have a chance to win the Super Bowl. How cool is that? And then that play happened, and I saw the ball going through Bill Buckner's legs.
My job was to hit Marshall Faulk no matter where he was. And on that particular play, Warner rolled out the opposite way, and me and Brewski had him bracketed. Well, I look over, and Brewski took off. He was chasing Warner, and Marshall happened to be running the angle route. So I figure if Bruce's gone, I got to stop him. I got to do whatever it takes not to let him. Even if we get a penalty, we still get to play another down. That was one of the worst feelings I've ever had as a football player. Like, we could possibly lose this game. I just felt like crap.
Hulk to the far side left. Bruce in the left slot. To the near side right, Hakeem. Falk the running back, offset left. Second and goal at the patch two. Quarterback sneak, touchdown. Kurt Warner walked into the end zone, untouched.
In the blink of an eye, what would have been a 3-touchdown lead was just 7 points, and the Rams weren't done.
Bruce to the far side. Back to passes. Warner looks, fires left. It is wide open to the 10. Inside the 5. And down and in. Touchdown. St. Louis.
That tied the game at 17. New England took over. First and 10 at their own 17 with a minute 21 to go.
And now with no timeouts, I think that the Patriots with this field position, you have to just run the clock out. You have to play for overtime now. I don't think you want to force anything here. You don't want to do anything stupid because you have no timeouts and you're backed up.
John Madden went with conventional wisdom. Gil Santos went with his gut.
Bill and Charlie Weiss, both aggressive thinkers on a football field. And I didn't think for a moment that they were just going to run the ball and play for overtime. You got a chance to win.
It's 17-17. Well, my first thing is I go up to Charlie and I say, what are we doing? And he says, we're going. So I said, all right, what's the first play? And Charlie says to me, as I'm sure Bill said in his ear, he better take care of that ball. So Charlie yells at me. He says, hey, take care of that ball. And Drew was kind of standing next to me, and he kind of just shuffled in front of that, and he says, F*** that. Go out there and sling it.
So it's tied at 17-17 with a minute 30 to play. Well, well, well. Brady takes the direct snap, stands up in the pocket, starts to run with it, throws over the middle. It is caught there out to the 21-yard line. Over the middle it goes, complete to J.R. Redmond to the 30-yard line. First down, Patriots. Dumps it off to the left. Complete to J.R. Redmond. 30, 35, to the 40, and a first down. Brady takes the direct snap. Stands in the pocket. Steps up. Fires down the field. Caught! Troy Brown at the 40. He's to the left of the 37-yard line and goes out of bounds. Stopping the clock at the Ram 36 with 21 seconds to go.
The biggest play of the drive to me was the Troy Brown catch and run after the catch, because he gobbled up a lot of yardage. And then, with the presence of mind and the great football instincts that he had, ran it out of bounds.
Fires over the middle, caught by Jermaine Wiggins down to the 30-yard line of St. Louis. The Patriots have to come up and snap the ball down here. 13 seconds remaining. Brady to the line of scrimmage, down to 9 seconds left, throws the ball to the ground with 7 seconds left, and Adam Vinatieri will try to win it with a 47-yard field goal attempt.
I had absolutely no doubt in my mind that he was going to make that kick. I just had so much confidence in Adam Vinatieri, and it was not like, oh my God, what if he misses? I was just thinking, he's going to kick the field goal, and we're going to win the Bloomin' Super Bowl.
He was just in a groove. What that groove is all about is that it's the same motion into the ball, the same speed. Everything was the same. He was locked in, and now all he needed was a good snap from center, a good hold, and he guaranteed he's going to kick that field goal through those posts.
All right. Ken Walter will hold. Lonnie Paxton will snap. From the far hash mark, angle to the left for Adam Vinatieri, 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the National Football League! Adam Vinatieri, 48 yards! Oh, baby! Oh! What a finish! What a finish to Carew!
That was so special. You know, after 9/11, red, white, and blue, the Patriots, we weren't the best team. But it really taught us how having the best organization and everybody putting team first as opposed to having the most stars really, really made the difference.
And it raised the bar for the entire town and ushered in an era of winning for everybody. I mean, that started with that. Then that became an expectation for this team, for really everybody else in town. You started that.
Well, I'll let you say that. Yeah. We were just driven to do what we wanted to do. And look, this the great thing about Boston, it's a great sports town. Genuine. People care. People are passionate. We know we're one of them. You know, we love the Celts, Bruins, Red Sox, Revs. We love them all. And, you know, we want to win. It's about our family. These teams are our family.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.